views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
I just want to take a deep breath today because I'm in this place of bliss already. I can't wait to share the show with you all. Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. Oh, thanks for tuning in. You know, we love to explore our interconnected world. And today I am bringing you such a special guest. You know, there are maybe a dozen books on my bookshelves that are literally highlighted from cover to cover. And two of those were written by our guest today. I can still remember, oh, you're welcome. I still can remember the very first time how I felt just holding my brand new hardcover copy of The Son of Man. It was in my hands, and I tell you, I was a closet mystic, and I didn't know anyone else who shared my thoughts or experiences. And then the yellow highlighter came out, and literally it just danced across those pages through that book cover to cover. Yes, it's true. So I need to introduce our guest.
Thank you.
Who is this voice coming in?
That's the kind of testimony that a writer just aches to hear once in a lifetime. Thank you. That's why you write, so that somebody as wonderful and as sincere as you can find confirmation for the great adventure.
Oh, it has been a great adventure.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You are welcome, and it's a true story, and I pulled it out today, and I just kind of smiled looking at all of that yellow ink. So, friends...
Can I tell you just a quick true story from my end, which will be very thrilling, and it's along the same lines. The only other time I've ever felt such a compliment being given to me is through a great friend of mine who went through a horrible public ordeal, including a rigged trial that humiliated her and her husband. It's a terrible story. I met her after this terrible trial, and she showed me three crumpled pieces of paper, and they were from Son of Man, and they were describing the ordeal of the Dark Knight. And she said, that's what I read to keep me alive during what I had to go through. And that was the most humbling moment for me, because you don't know who you are writing to when you write the kind of books I am writing. You're writing really to the emerging soul of the planet.
Yes.
And that soul is working through so many different kinds of people. It's such a miraculous emergence, isn't it?
It is, you know. And that experience, I have to tell you, it was an experience of really feeling as if you wrote the book for me. So I better tell our listeners, Andrew, who you are, because I haven't even introduced you yet. So I'm going to invite everybody to take
a tell me who I am. I'd be grateful too. This would be information. Thank you.
Oh, how fun. Okay, let's see. I'm going to tell you who you are. Here you go.
Okay.
So Andrew Harvey is a founder and director, and this is important, of the Institute of Sacred Activism, an international organization that invites concerned people to take up the challenge of our contemporary global crisis by becoming inspired and effective agents of change. Sacred activism is a form of compassion in action that is born of a fusion of deep spiritual passion with wise radical action in the world. The large-scale practice of sacred activism can become an essential force for preserving and healing the planet and all of its inhabitants. Andrew Harvey has taught at Oxford and Cornell universities, as well as various colleges, spiritual centers throughout the world. And he has written over 30 books, and I've got several of them just right here within arm's reach right now. Welcome officially, Andrew. Welcome.
Thank you, darling. Thank you very much. It's always intimidating hearing your life because, my God, I feel, did I really live all of that? Am I really still standing? It's been wild, hasn't it? What an adventure. God,
well, and,
of every
and
moment of it, actually.
Your biography is so amazing and rich and just full of abundant wealth of everything. I literally had to cut it down to a paragraph so I could talk to you more and not do it. You have an amazing career, and I can't wait to dig into sacred activism, the Son of Man, Christ consciousness, the return of the mother. We have so much we could talk about.
Oh,
but first,
yes.
I have to do our tradition. I have this perennial question I love to start off with because the name of our show is All Things Connected. So, Andrew, what does All Things Connected mean to you?
Well, it speaks to my deepest self-awareness, which is revealed to me, as it will reveal to anybody listening, that reality is a vast interconnected web of diamonds in which each of the diamonds are reflected in each of the facets of all of the diamonds. This is Indra's net, and this is the revelation of codependent origination, of the arising of all things simultaneously interconnected through energy webs of karma and of revelation. So All Things Connected is simply the truth of the universe, of the divine universe. And what it makes available to us is the deepest knowledge that births the deepest love and the deepest compassion and the deepest passion for justice. Because you cannot feel connected to everything without feeling the pain of everything, without registering how everything suffers and everything is in need of help and protection and deep, deep nourishing love. And everything is in need, too, of laws that enshrine justice, because it's only when justice is enshrined that peace can truly settle and descend on human beings and on nature. And the great harmony that God is offering us on this earth be realized. So that's what it means to me.
Oh, thank you. That is poetic. And wow, so beautiful. Thank you. I can appreciate this response so deeply. And it reminds me of all the, your languaging was so holistic in it that I'm thinking about even the story that you told about your childhood. So maybe we could do that now to just set the scene
yes,
for
anything you like, darling.
Okay. Well,
I'm in your hands. I am your slave of love.
I love that. And you're so roomy. I love that influence too. I love the story that you told about growing up in this, like, you didn't use the word interfaith environment, but I use the word interfaith environment,
yes,
in India, where your parents and the nurse and the servants and the driver, can you just tell that story briefly? We have about 3 minutes before break, and I think it just helps us as listeners understand your perspective.
It's the key to everything for me in my life. I was born in India. India is a place where the sacred is still absolutely intimately alive, and everyone from the thug and the thief to the policeman and the prime minister truly believes at some deep level that the world is sacred. That was the world I was born into, and I had a Catholic nanny who was a devotee of Mary. I had a Hindu cook who was a drunk but who was intimately in union with something out there. I had a Muslim driver who stopped in the middle of traffic and rolled out his prayer mat in the direction of Mecca. And so I got to know very early on that there is one divine here and that all the religions are merely paths to that oneness, that true union with reality. And that was the foundation of all the work I've done and everything I've tried to communicate to people. It's a very liberating realization that changes everything, because it means that you truly honor all the different approaches, but you realize their shadows. You take the very deepest and best of their revelations, and you participate in the birth of the universal mysticism, which is now the key to this great universal transformation that they're living through, and the birth of a new kind of humanity out of the ashes of the old. So that's that. That's what India gave me, the chief and crucial insight to the work of the evolutionary transformation. And that's what India will give everybody who turns to India, because India has still preserved, despite everything, this miraculous connection to the transcendent and to the Divine Mother.
Yeah, that's what I appreciate about your story, is that experience gives you so much depth into the sacred, and yet it gives you so much breadth into this interfaith, intercultural way of viewing the world so holistically. Yes. I love that. What a beautiful influence.
Well, it really gives you a direct insight into the unity and multiplicity that's the nature of reality itself. Mm. That there is no need to impose any vision on anyone. What the need is to remain in the center where all visions come, to remain in the realization so as to radiate from that place encouragement to all the paths, because they all end in union. They all end in a great divinization of the human if they're being taken seriously.
I love that. Let's talk about the divinization of the human when we return. We need to take a break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're talking with Andrew Harvey, and we're going to talk about so many beautiful topics here. I can't wait. So don't go away. We will be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women, and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Andrew Harvey, and we are talking about everything divine. I guess I could say it that way. When I think of you, I think of that, Andrea, everything divine. And right before the break, we were talking about the divinization of the human. And that's even one of the titles I put on the show today of what does it mean to become a divine human? And you are really leading the voice and literally the practice of this for so many people on the planet today. So let's talk about it. What does it mean to be a divine human? What's happening?
What's happening, I think, is that the human race is being awoken by tremendous tragedy to a blinding possibility. The tragedy reveals the extent of our failure, but the possibility reveals the extent of the mercy of grace that can make our failure a way of leaping into the divine light to be transformed by it, heart, mind, soul, and body. This vision of a great evolutionary leap being possible is not unique to me. It's the vision at the core of Christian mysticism, because Jesus is the evolutionary pioneer of the birth of light in matter and the resurrection. It's at the core of the Kabbalist vision of the transformed human. It's at the core of alchemy and the birth of the philosopher's stone. It's at the core of Vajrayana Buddhism, in which a Buddha is born in the full union of all the three worlds, the Dharmakaya, the Nyamanakaya, the Sambhogakaya. So this vision of the birth of a simultaneously totally divine and totally human being is at the core of the mystery of all of the great mystical traditions. And it's now time that as many people as possible realize that we have on the earth a great vision of the sacred marriage of opposites that dance in the one, a great set of sacred technologies that can help us realize this vision, and the great crisis in which we will have to realize this vision to be able to go on surviving at all. So we're facing the greatest evolutionary challenge of our time, of any time, of the whole human journey, but we're not facing it in any way abandoned by the divine. Everything that we need for the journey is here, and what we need now is to understand what is really at stake, that what is at stake is nothing less than either a mega death which destroys everything if we continue to be what we are, or a leap into the will of the evolutionary divine to transform us into living human divine co-creative agents of compassion and justice in the world to do God's work of birthing a new world out of the ashes of the old.
Mm. You talk a lot about, I use the term bi-ascension because, you know, humanity spent a lot of time in this wanting to transcend material reality, and you're like, no, come back into the body. And I talk about it's not just the connecting with the divine, but birthing and earthing it, like bringing it into our bodies. So what does that look like?
Well, it's the full divine, because the full divine is both transcendent beyond anything we can imagine and absolutely immanent in everything that we see.
Yeah.
So the full divine is both the transcendent father and the embodied mother. There's an amazing four lines by the great universal mystical poet Kabir, who for me expresses the complete nature of the real human divine. He says, "My father is the absolute Godhead, and my mother is the embodied Godhead, and I am their divine child, dancing for them both on their burning dance floor." That's supremely great poetry, but it's also an absolutely clear revelation of who we as human beings essentially are. We're given this great sublime gift of transcendent consciousness, the gift of the I am consciousness, that consciousness of the divine self, that's given to us as a grace by the divine. We're all born with it. And then we have to experience it, and then experience also alongside it its presence in and as everything, in a vast adoration, in a vast compassionate, tender love and praise of the embodied Godhead, the mother, the creation, relationships, animals, the grass, the light on the grass, the whole glory of the embodied mother. And in bringing together that transcendent illumination with this absolutely wild and gorgeous revelation of that light living in and as all known forms and all unknowable forms, in the bringing together of those two realizations, we birth the divine not only in our minds, because our minds become illumined servants of that illumination. We don't just birth the divine in our hearts, because our hearts become living flames of the great flame of the love of the Father Mother. We birth through grace, through the great, great grace of the embodied Godhead of the Mother, we come to be birthed increasingly into a fully divine, fully human presence in which the whole of our being is subtly transformed, and we live at a wholly different level of love and compassion and joy and peace and energy. And from that place we pour out wise acts of justice and compassion alongside the others who are doing this great work. We join the great army of lover midwife warriors birthing this birth, and we join them consciously and work together with the divine to birth a new way of being and doing everything.
You talk about this being an inescapable responsibility, that this is our time, and this really brings in your passion for sacred activism here.
Yes.
Because we're being the divine human, but then when we move into every aspect of our life, I'm working on a project right now that says it's time for us to bring spirit and consciousness into everything on the planet, every realm, every, you know, education, healthcare, government.
Yes.
It's really time for us to bring spirit and consciousness in, and by doing that, we are being sacred activists. So,
absolutely.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. What, from your perspective, what is sacred activism?
Well, it's very simple, actually. When you really see it, it's very simple. God is both being and doing. God is eternal being. The transcendent could be said in one of its aspects to be eternal being, being beyond time and space, absolutely deathless, being that's never been born, being that will never die, still peaceful, infinitely powerful, infinitely at peace. That's one aspect of God. The other is the amazing energies that radiate from that being. If being is a diamond, then the radiation of the diamond are the energies of the mother, the embodied Godhead that radiates love and creativity and power from that great peace to create all the living universes on every level and live in every aspect of them. So that is what the universe, I believe, is. And when you see that and know that and do the practices that can help you align with that, then you understand that what you're called to is to be peace in action, be love in action, be hope in action, be creativity in action, because that is what fuses together the deep peace of the great being with the wild and glorious and creative energy of the great becoming in the Godhead and in you, so that you can birth yourself as a divine human. There can be no birth of the divine human without an absolute commitment to putting the deepest realization, the greatest depth of spirituality, the most passionate hunger for union for God into living practice of living action in the service of justice and compassion, in the service of creating a world that reflects on every level the laws of love and justice and compassion. So protecting the poor, so protecting the environment, so protecting women, so protecting homosexuals, so protecting all beings from the psychosis of fundamentalism of all kinds. This is a massive enterprise that of sacred action, and that's why sacred activism is essential to the birth of the divine human, because the great mistake that has been made is the separation of divine realization from action in the world. We've had a vision of enlightenment that has essentially been an abandonment of this world, this matter, this reality. And the result of that is that the great sacred energies that can come from divine realization have not flooded into, irrigated, inspired the kind of revolutionary transformation of the systems of cold evil that now has to take place for the human race to have a chance of surviving. So this revolution is a comprehensive revolution. The revolution of the sacred marriage, the revolution of the birth of the divine human, is, as we saw in Jesus, a revolutionary birth. It's a birth that challenges all structures, all elites, all formal hierarchies to reveal a wholly different way of being and doing everything. It is the greatest imaginable challenge to all of the systems that are now destroying us. It's the birth of a wholly new revolutionary power of love and wisdom in radical direct action. We've seen what this can do in Gandhi and in Martin Luther King and in the Dalai Lama and in Desmond Tutu and Nelson Mandela and Aung San Suu Kyi. Now what's needed is to take the passion that's raging on the streets at Ferguson and other places, to take the passion that's raging in the streets of Paris this week, and realize that we must canalize this passion into a worldwide movement of love in action, because that is what is our last and best hope.
Andrew, you know, this is so global and so big, and I know you have some really practical small pieces that people can do right in their own neighborhoods. So we need to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk about sacred activism in our neighborhood. How do we do it? Yep, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Andrew Harvey.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Andrew Harvey, and we just heard this beautiful definition of sacred activism. Thank you, Andrew. And I really wanted to bring this down and land it for our listeners.
Oh, yes.
You know, on Facebook, I had a couple different people ask. One said, what is the most important yet simple thing we can do in our daily life to live sacred activism more fully? And the other said, can the daily acts of life done well be considered sacred activism? I love those two questions. Let's talk about that.
I think that there are two things that we all can do immediately to start entering the stream of sacred activism. The one is to really deeply and with genuine passion pray for the world, pray for this great transformation to start erupting everywhere in the world, seeing the danger that the world is in, to use your fear at what's happening, your paralysis before what's happening, to really start praying to the beloved to transform the hearts of humanity so that a new world can be born. That's the first thing that we can all do. And the second thing that we can all do is to ask ourselves the question, really ask ourselves the question, what of all the causes in the world breaks my heart the most? If you really have the guts to ask yourself that question, you'll find that there are one or two causes that really cause you to almost wish you weren't on the planet because you feel so deeply about them, you're frightened at how deeply you feel about them. When I really asked myself this question, I found that what really outraged me the most, broke my heart the most, was the treatment that we mete out to animals, the terrible cruelty that is visited everywhere on the animal race through us. And that's led to my passionate advocacy of animal rights and placing animal rights really at the core of sacred activism. But what is your heartbreak? What is the cause that really deeply, deeply threatens your sanity when you truly turn to face it? If you can find your heartbreak, you'll find a great passion to be of use to that heartbreak in reality, and that will guide you to the meaning of your life, to the mission at the core of your life. So if you really ask yourself that question, you come to the desire to do something, and then you can create in the core of your ordinary life a group that I call a network of grace, a group of between 6 to 10 people that share your passion for change and meet together to pray together, to eat together, so that they can come to start doing very real actions of radioactive mischief in their local communities, sharing their resources and sharing their deep, deep passions. This is the way to get out of the funk we're in and start doing inner sacred activism through prayer and meditation, and outer sacred activism through really devoting energy every week to doing something real about something we care really deeply about in the real circumstances of our real life.
Andrew, you know what moves me when I hear this is, and in your book, The Hope, you have 10 things you can do right now, and you have practices.
Right.
But the thing that really moves me that I like to speak to our listeners, because people are overwhelmed with everything breaking down in the world and seeing all this. And literally, I love how you take it from the back of what really breaks your heart. So it really brings them into a focus. It really brings this laser precision into what's mine to do. And that's literally
it.
All they have to do is what is theirs to do. They don't have to save the environment and save the animals, and they don't have to advocate for everything. They don't have to, but really live consciously and really hear what is theirs to do.
It's like that. It's, oh, thank you so much for saying that, because that, to me, is the genius of that question. What I believe is that everybody's on the Earth right now in this great evolutionary shift to play a very significant part that they can play if they turn up to the essential mission of their lives. But that mission is a focus mission, and it's something you discover through really asking yourself what breaks your heart the most, because that will take you to the depth of your own alignment with reality, your own alignment with love. And if you do the work of love as it's revealed to you in your own unique terms, and if everyone else does the work of love in their own unique terms, then we'll have arms of compassion reaching out to all of the different interlinked problems of the world. That's how it's going to work from the heart outwards, but from choosing your own unique heart-driven mission and really plunging into it with others to help you, because this is not something that we're called to do alone. We cannot do it alone. We need to do it in these cell-like communities, because that's what gives courage and strength and stamina and peace and deep responsibility.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to turn this on you. Yeah. That was a beautiful response. What's your heart mission? What's your love action? What besides the animals, I know you have another project you're working on, so I'd love to hear about it. What really moves you into action, Andrew Harvey?
Well, I think I tried to do three forms of sacred activism. The first is an inner form, which is really dedicating my prayer life, my mystical practice, to working with the will of compassion, to working to birth the birth, to pray for the powers of justice to illumine others. The second is my work of teaching, which I have an institute which I revive all over the world, and which I try and share an initiatory process that helps people come into the truth of this great birth in our time and have the tools to deal with it in sacred activism. And then I have a series of projects that are really dear to me. One set of projects are very devoted to animal rights. I work with the white lions and the great Linda Tucker in Timbavati to try and preserve the lions, because they're the sacred voice of nature. So the African shamanic tradition believes, and I believe it. And I'm working now on a set of projects which will enable my group of people, the people who are sacred activists, to respond simply and directly to any of the disasters that are now inevitable. So I'm starting with what I call the sacred activism Kashmir. Kashmir went through a terrible flood in September of last year, in which hundreds of thousands of people were forced from their homes and lost their businesses. It was underreported, but it was one of the great environmental disasters of recent years. The Indian government refused aid from anybody else, said that they were going to deal with it. They're not dealing with it. The whole situation is very corrupt, and there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of people living in very extreme circumstances in the middle of a very, very terrible cold winter. I have Kashmiri friends. I've been to Kashmir. I love Kashmir. It's a place of incredible beauty and extraordinary people of great dignity. So out of my own personal acquaintances and out of my own deep love for Kashmir, I decided in the name of these new projects to create the first one, a sacred activism Kashmir, in which I'm going to be raising $50,000 to build four houses for people who have lost their houses, and a school, because there's a great friend of mine who has been running a school for girls for a long time, and that was destroyed, and she needs $10,000 to rebuild it so that her education of young girls in her Muslim world can continue. So these are very important projects. They're just a drop in the ocean of the misery that's Kashmir at the moment, but this project represents a real passionate outreach to people who are in pain, and that to me is very important. It's very important that we make gestures, even if we know that they're not all healing or comprehensive gestures, because we just don't have the money or the power to make them. So I'm going to be starting a whole set of projects which will usually look like 50,000 or 75,000 doable projects that can really express sacred activist passion to help from all over the planet. So I'm asking anybody who listens to go to my website, andrewharvey.net, look at sacred activism Kashmir, look at my reasons for doing this, my plans behind it, and see if you can't really contribute generously so that four families can have a home and a new school for these very, very beautiful Muslim girls can be built. Thank you for letting me speak about it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing it. And I can feel the passion oozing through you. And I do want to say you're very right when you say 50,000 is really doable. And when you think about from our perspective in the West, 50,000 wouldn't even build a modest home in a lot of communities around here, and yet you're able to build four houses and a school. It's incredible. I want to remind our listeners, it's incredible.
And imagine if everybody just gave $50. If 1,000 people gave $50, what are $50 to us? We could make a sacrifice of two meals a week and get that money.
Yes.
And you could help really make something amazing happen for four families. And those four families will have a lot of other families dependent on them. So they would be helping themselves. So really you're starting up a machine of compassion.
I love that. When it comes from compassion, that's a beautiful place to come from. And I need to wrap before our break here, but this compassion piece, some people can go over and literally build the houses and they have that capacity. But for those that are sitting at home saying, I just want to help, what a great way and a great offering for you. So I'm going to remind our listeners, go to andrewharvey.net. You'll see pictures there and you can get involved. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more with Andrew Harvey.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, we're back. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and we're talking with Andrew Harvey here on the Dr. Julie Show today. Hey, visit our website. I just want to listen to this show over and over. That second segment when we were talking about what we can do just made me want to just listen to it again and again. You can find all the archives on thedrjulieshow.com. Again, that's thedrjulieshow.com. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page where we continue the conversation. So, you know, this has been a delightful experience for me, Andrew, and from beginning to end. And the one thing that I think would be a lovely way to bring this show to a closure in this last segment is to talk about our practices and what is spiritual practice. You know, so many people are out there, we're craving community, and yet we're watching religion do the shadow things and breakdowns, yes. And here we are. And I had a couple questions on Facebook that were really beautiful too, that leads me into the practice. Nina asked, what is your most beloved mantra? And do you have a favorite prayer? And I think those are beautiful questions. And Stardanice asked that about the daily acts.
Let me answer that question.
Yes.
Well, for me, the great mantra that I use is the Sufi mantra, La ilaha illallah, there is no other God but God, because for me, the whole of the path is in that. You have to clear away the false me so that the true divine can arise. And that means getting rid of all of the illusions that you are besetted by, all of the fantasies, all of the senses of separation, all of the false visions of your identity. So that, when I say it, connects me directly with the beloved through grace, and it's immensely powerful. The prayer I love the most is Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane, because to me that's the ultimate prayer. It's a very simple prayer. It just goes, not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. It's the turning over of one's whole being to the divine so that you can be completely pliable to the divine will for whatever you have to be or do in the core of your life. I like to keep these things very simple because I found that if you can simplify your essential practice to a few practices that work deeply for you, that are enormously powerful because you've experienced their power and kept going at them, kept going with them, then you have extremely powerful ways of aligning yourself and attuning yourself with your essential nature and the essential nature of reality as you go through your normal day and as you do your normal forms of service. And that's the key. The birth cannot happen without all of us taking very much more seriously the necessity of a truly wise sacred practice. And you don't have to throw out the mystical bathwater with the mystical baby with the religious bathwater. Throw out the religious bathwater because it's stinky, but keep the baby, wash the baby, and see that we're living in an amazing time because we have all kinds of sacred practices available to us that if we really know how to use them can truly, truly help us grow. So I say to people, make sure that you have four kinds of practice in the core of your life that you can turn to, cool practices that calm you down, that give you access to the great peace of being, hot practices that keep your heart juicy and vibrant alive, passionate practices that awaken your compassion. Have a prayer practice, because sometimes you'll be too flustered, too shattered to do either the cool or the hard practices. Have a very simple prayer practice, because through prayer you can align your whole being with the beloved very simply, and then have a sacred physical practice, because this is the time of the birth of the divine human, and without a body open to the sacred energies of this birth, it can't take place. So have a simple practice of yoga or of sacred dance or of doing Reiki, something, or of walking with divine intention. Have something that helps your whole body dance in this great descending fire of grace that is the mother's will for our transformation. If you combine all those practices and you find the ones that truly work for you, you have to go on a journey and find the ones that truly work. But when you find them, then you have everything you need in the laboratory of your own life to cooperate with this great transformation. And you can set about doing it very simply with no fanfare, but very much in the core of your life so that you can stay attuned and stay inspired.
That is a beautiful prescription. Yeah, it's a beautiful prescription, that four simple practices. I think our listeners can relate to prayer and the physical form, yoga or Tai Chi or something. Can you give us an example of the hot and the cool practices that you were referring to?
Yes. A cool practice would be a practice of imageless meditation, just sitting and watching your thoughts as they arise and letting them arise. This is the traditional practice of meditation without surrendering to any thoughts, any images, but resting as far as possible in the nature of mind. It's a very sober practice, very cool, very calm, and it aligns you with the great peace, the shanti, the primordial Godhead, the groundless ground emptiness. That is very powerful. As for a hot practice, the saying of the name of God passionately in the silence of the heart is a very hot practice, because it awakens the heart to the divine passion of divine love, the adoration of divine love. So saying the name of Jesus, or saying the name of the Buddha, or saying the name of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, or saying the name of Allah, saying a sacred name to you, a sacred mantra to you with great passion in the heart, awakens the heart to be the fire it is, the fire of passionate compassion that it is, the fire of adoration that it is. So those are two very simple practices, one cool, one hot, that you can use in the terms of your own temperament and religious faith.
You know, I really appreciate, too, earlier you talked about the fire in the heart of the place of union with the Godfather and Mother when we're in that place. And it makes sense that we would literally have that practice every day.
Yes, well, we're living it. This is the marriage we're really living. If we turn up with the cool practices that aligns us with the Father and hot, passionate practices that align us with the Mother, then they balance each other mysteriously within us, the cool and the hot. And we live a serene, passionate life of embodied divinity.
Yeah, and then that prayer is that being stillness, and that physical is that moving forward and action. And I love how they all balance out. It's beautiful.
It is, and it's so beautiful that at this moment of our greatest danger, we're given such a complete vision, I believe, by the divine itself to help us go forward, that we've not only not been abandoned, the most glorious, most empowering vision of all, the vision of the divinization of the human, is breaking upon us in great waves of light at the moment when our full self is threatening not only all the structures of the world, but our own existence. It's an extraordinary paradox, but what a healing one.
What a healing one. You know, Andrew, this conversation has been just so healing in itself. Just really hearing the hope, and the hope that comes through your book is really the hope that's come through this conversation, is anyone can do this. And I appreciate that about you. You're not just preaching something. You're really giving us concrete and specific action to take. I love that.
Thank you. All about the tools for me. You can have a grand vision. Those are pretty standard, really, at this stage of our evolution. But what is really important is to ground that vision in real steps that real people can take in the real world. That's why I wrote The Hope. It took me 5 years because I wanted it to be a complete map. I wanted it as far as I could give it. And filled with practical instructions, and that's what it is. People are using it all over the planet to ground their lives and to get going and find that it's a comprehensive guide, because it comes out of a very long experience of my own and of many other sacred activists, who all of whom cooperated to make it a really convincing map.
And it is, it is, it is. I want to remind our listeners, you can find more about the book and this whole conversation on andrewharvey.net. Again, that's Andrew Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y.net. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Andrew. What a delight to have you here today.
And what a delight to be with you. Thank you for your beautiful and serious work. This is very, very moving for me to be with someone of your quality of heart. Thank you for and thank everybody for those wonderful questions. What very deep questions.
Yeah, they were beautiful. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I hope you go play this archive again. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.